Hello, language learners. Welcome to another episode of Learn Farsi with Ghazal, your getaway to the rich tapestry of Persian language and culture. I'm Ghazal, your host, and today we are diving into the vibrant celebration of Çarşamba Suri. Çarşamba Suri, also known as the Persian Fire Festival, is a joyous occasion that marks the eve of the last Wednesday of the Persian year. Today we want to explore the traditions and significance of this festive event. Çarşamba Suri is an ancient tradition originating from Zoroastrian culture and marks the beginning of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. The name of the festival combines the Persian words for Wednesday and festive or scarlet, which refers to the fiery theme of the celebration. It also is known by different names in various languages and regions. And what do we do in Çarşamba Suri? During Çarşamba Suri, people gather brushwood to make bonfires. They jump over the flames, singing some traditional songs that symbolizes purification. We also have another custom called spoon flames. In Persian, it is called qashuq zani, where people go door to door for snacks. Another fun activity involves smashing pots. It is believed to transfer the misfortune away. We also have fortune telling from a jug, which is very popular. We also have another activity, which is not only popular in Çarşamba Suri, but also Iranian people do it instantly, which is burning rue seeds for the protection against evil spirits. Rue seeds in Persian is called esfand. Esfand. Now, I want to tell you more about these traditions. Let's start with the jumping over the fire. So, people jump over the fire and they sing Sorhi to az man, zardi man az to, which literally means, let your redness be mine and my paleness yours. This is considered a purification practice. Next, we want to talk about spoon banging. Spoon banging or qashuq zani, it is a custom which is similar to trick-or-treating in Halloween. So people wear disguises and they go door to door to hit spoons against plates and bowls to receive packaged snacks. Let's talk about smashing the pot. Smashing the pot, or kuze shekani, is one of the more fun activities of Çarşamba Suri. In most towns, pots are smashed after jumping over the fire. This custom is evidently rooted in the superstitious belief that smashing a pot transfers misfortune from the people of the house to the pot. There are slight variations in different regions. Now let's talk about fortune telling or fal. Another popular practice of Çarşamba Suri is fortune telling from a jug, usually one with a wide mouth. Everyone presents, puts an ornament like ring, bracelet, earring that he or she has been wearing into the jug. Then slips of paper inscribed with verses or sentences containing auguries are put into the jug. A young child is assigned to reach into the jug and pull out one piece of paper and give it to the most learned or literate man in the party. Then the child pulls one of the ornaments from the jug. The man reads aloud the verse on the piece of paper and the owner of the ornament learns from it what his or her fortune will be. in many places, for example, in Isfahan and towns in the central part of Iran, it is customary to take the fortunes from a copy of Divan-e-Hafiz rather than from pieces of paper. The reader chooses a verse at a random as the fortune for the owner of the object and taken from the pot. For example, at Isfahan, a small mirror and a box of collyrium, which supposedly bring good luck, are added to the ornaments in the jug. Now, we want to talk about burning rue seeds or esvand. Burning rue seeds at parties on the eve of Chorshanbe Suri is a widespread practice in most regions of Persia, being considered a necessary precaution against the evil eye and malevolent spirits, devils, and genies. While rue and a small amount of salt are thrown on the fire, people recite rhymes, which might be different in local dialects. Let's talk about dropping shawl or shawl andazi. On the eve of Chorshanbe Suri, a young man who wishes to know his chances with a particular girl fastens a rope, a shawl, or a long piece of cloth to a basket and, accompanied by a member of his family, drops it through an opening or chimney of the girl's home or drapes it from her roof over the door. Holding one end to the rope, he hides, and when he feels a slight tug, he reels in the basket to find what the head of the girl's family has put in it. From his object, he can judge whether or not the family looks on him with favor. Sometimes he puts a present for the girl in the basket, for example, an apple, a pomegranate, an egg, some other village products. If the girl takes the present out of the basket, it is a sign of acceptance. And the next thing that people do on Chorshanbe Suri is wish-granting snacks or Ajile Chorshanbe Suri. Ajil means mix of nuts. Persian tradition holds that ending a special mix of sweet and sour nuts and fruit called Ajile Chorshanbe Suri on Chorshanbe Suri makes wishes come true. It is a mixture of nuts and dried fruits, as I told you, such as pistachios, almonds, chickpeas, and raisins. Chorshanbe Suri dates back to ancient Iranian rituals, including honoring spirits of the dead and celebrating the creation of fire and humans. During the Qajar era, cannon called the Pearl of Cannon held significance, but its custom faded in the 1920s. Today, Chorshanbe Suri is celebrated globally. As we conclude our exploration of Chorshanbe Suri, I hope you have gained a deeper understanding of this colorful and festive tradition in Persian culture. Join me in the next episode of Learn Farsi with Ghazal as we continue our journey through Persian language and culture. Don't forget to subscribe us on Spotify. Now we have released our podcast on Apple Podcasts as well. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram by the name Learn Farsi with Ghazal. Until next time, با امید دیدار، خدا حافظ.